This is Earth and Sky. When we visited Washington's National Air and Space Museum, we got this question from Brian O'Donnell of Bethesda, Maryland.
If an asteroid wiped out the dinosaurs, wouldn't there be hundreds of massive craters all over the world from the asteroid's debris?
Brian, we see craters on the moon, so it's logical to assume that many asteroids have struck Earth over the years. But there are relatively few craters known on Earth today.
That's partly because, unlike craters on the moon, craters on Earth don't last very long. Processes like erosion, wind, and water wipe them away. Also, vegetation cover, such as forests and meadows, make craters on Earth hard to find. After searching for nearly a decade, scientists did find an impact crater in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, possibly the site of the asteroid impact that caused the dinosaurs' extinction.
This crater, called Chicxulub, probably does have the type of secondary craters you wondered about, Brian, made by debris from an asteroid impact. If so, the pull of Earth's gravity would locate them within 300 kilometers, or about 200 miles, of Chicxulub's rim. Because those craters would be relatively small and probably partly filled in, none are known at this time.
Brian, thanks for your question, and with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.